West Georgia's First News on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, early voting for the March 18th special election in Carroll County has begun at the elections office on Noonan Road in Carrollton. Only one item on the ballot, a question whether or not voters will support the continuation of the 1% education special purpose local option sales tax. That question, shall a special 1% sales and use tax be imposed in Carroll County for a period of time not to exceed 5 years, commencing upon the expiration of the existing 1% sales tax currently in force, and for raising no more than $333 million. It is estimated that the tax would be divided 72% or more than $240 million for the Carroll County Schools District, 26% or more than $86 million for the Carrollton City Schools District, and 2% or $6.66 million for the Bremen City Schools District. In Carroll County, voters approved the existing East Blast back in June of 2020 with 64% support. The revenue collected from that East Blast measure is capped at $143 million during its five-year term. Early voting continues at the Carroll County Elections Office for the next 3 weeks, including Saturday, March the 1st and Saturday, March the 8th. And 1 week of early voting will be available at the Powell Park Rec Center in Villa Rica, March the 10th through the 14th. A 38-year-old Alabama man has been charged with homicide by vehicle, second degree, 6 months after his involvement in a multi-vehicle crash on I-20 that resulted in the death of an elderly Mississippi man. According to the Georgia State Patrol, around 11:30 a.m. August the 16th, John Wesley Queen was behind the wheel of his 2024 Lincoln Navigator, traveling west on Interstate 20, when he approached two vehicles stopped in traffic near mile marker 19 in Carroll County. According to the report, Queen's Navigator struck the rear of a 2022 Kia driven by 84-year-old Berman Woods. The Kia overturned onto its side, struck a guardrail, and rotated clockwise. The Navigator then struck the left side of a tractor trailer. Queen reportedly stated that he looked down to change radio stations, and when he looked up, he saw the Kia stopped in the roadway. Woods was pronounced deceased at Tanner Villa Rica Hospital. Queen was released from the Carroll County Jail this week after meeting a $15,000 bond. Second-degree vehicular homicide is a misdemeanor. And beginning this weekend, the Carrollton Center for the Arts features a new exhibit, Into Neverland, Swirling Dreams of Southern Memories. Using the body, space, and color, Channing Gray creates gravity-less realms and colorful books, large paintings, and found objects that symbolize connections with strangers, personal objects, and memory. The work is inspired by the artist's experiences, rockets launching, late-night biking, jumping off a bridge into a creek, moving between homes, building forts with grandma's quilts, and collecting botanicals in glass jars. I'm Colin Worthington.